Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And in addition to that, doing service events, living our faith, following the Quran, which is our holy book, and the Sunnah, which is the life and teachings of the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which means peace and blessings be upon him. So that's kind of what we do. We get people together and we have amazing, amazing MSA community, especially here in the Triangle and especially here at NC State. Let's hear it for MSA. Woo!
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of United We Fall. And this was the Muslim young lady, Cynthia, who is the leader of the MSA, Muslim Student Association, as she was telling her audience in the Veritas Forum, which took place in North Carolina College between Pastor J.D. Greer and Imam Omar Suleiman. She was answering the question about what is MSA. In our last program, we ended our study to look at the statement Muslim American or American Muslims. And as I shared with you in our last program, this is an oxymoron statement. Because if you are a Muslim believer who submit to Allah, live by the teaching of Islam, you have to ignore and live in the opposite of what it is to be an American. Now we move on to what else we need to learn about the MSA. That is when Cynthia said, in addition, MSA does service events like this one, which we are studying in our program. I call this practicing pillar number 6 in Islam, which is the pillar of da'wah, which is Muslim inviting the American into Islam to Muslimize the American people for the goal of taking over America from within, as it is written in the memorandum which we discovered in the Holy Land Foundation trial, the strategic goal for the Muslim Brotherhood in America. It is to take over America from within. But then I want you to listen carefully for why Muslims cannot be Americans. That is in the following words. When Cynthia said, Muslims practice their faith by following the Quran. MSA in America, like any other Muslim jihad organization, is here to follow the Quran. And she said it is their holy book and also follows the Sunnah and the teaching of Muhammad. That is the saying of Muhammad in the Hadith and the actions of Muhammad, how Muhammad lived his Islam, especially in the last 10 years of his life after he immigrated from the city of Mecca to the city of Medina, when he began to receive the final word of Allah in the Quran, that is, to invade not only the neighboring villages and the neighboring countries, but to invade the rest of the world. And that's exactly what the Muslims are doing through MSA here in America. Now, some of you may think, I'm just exaggerating. I'm just making this up to make the MSA look like a jihad organization. But guess what? I got another video I would like to share with you. So listen carefully to the question of the leader of MSA and the answer of the lecturer. And this was in the question and answer session after the lecture which was given by David Horowitz in the University of California, San Diego.
Good evening. I just wanted to say thank you for coming to campus tonight and presenting your point of view. It's always valuable to have two sets of views going on at the same time. Very useful. My name is Jumana Imad Musa Ahmed Al-Bahri, and I'm a student here at UCSD. I was reading your literature. I found that much more interesting than the talk. And I found some interesting things about the MSA, which is an organization that's very active on campus, and it is hosting our annual Hitler Youth Week. You should come out to those events. If you could clarify the connection between the MSA and jihad terrorist networks, because last I checked, we had to do our own fundraising, And we never get help from anyone. So if you could clarify the connection between UCSD's MSA, or if you don't have such information, if you could connect other MSAs on UC's, because the connection wasn't too clear in the pamphlet, just if you could clarify.
Okay. Will you condemn Hamas here and now?
I'm sorry, what?
Will you condemn Hamas?
Would I condemn Hamas?
As a terrorist organization, genocide organization.
Are you asking me to put myself on a cross?
So you won't. I actually have had this experience many times. You didn't read the pamphlet because the pamphlet is chapter and verse. The main connection is that the MSA is part of the Muslim Brotherhood Network as revealed in the documents.
I don't think you understood what
anyway,
I meant by that. I meant if I say something, I'm sure that I will be arrested for reasons of Homeland Security. So if you could please just answer my question.
If you condemn Hamas, Homeland Security will arrest you.
If I support you. Hamas, because your question forces me to condemn Hamas. If I support Hamas,
well,
I look really bad.
If you don't condemn Hamas, obviously you support it. Case closed. I have had this experience. I had this experience at UC Santa Barbara, where there were 50 members of the Muslim Students Association sitting right in the rows there. And throughout my hour talk, I kept asking them, will you condemn Hezbollah and Hamas? And none of them would. And then when the question period came, the president of the Muslim Students Association was the first person to ask questions. And I said, you know, before you start, will you condemn Hezbollah? And he said, well, that question is too complicated for a yes-no answer. So I said, okay, I'll put it to you this way. I'm a Jew. The head of Hezbollah has said that he hopes that we will gather in Israel so he doesn't have to hunt us down globally. For it or against it?
For it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming and showing everybody what's here. And you're wearing a terrorist neckerchief.
If you understood.
No, you didn't hear the lady. You
could you please answer my question?
You don't get to make a speech.
So obviously, Sister Jemana Ahmed Musa Ahmed, the Muslim jihadi, who is a member of the MSA, tried to put Brother David Horowitz on the spot. You are saying to us that the MSA is a Muslim jihadi organization and they have tied to the Muslim Brotherhood. What is your evidence? The evidence is very simple. And if this wonderful Christian sister, Hunter Lee, who is introducing with Cynthia the speakers for this forum, would like to know the truth about the MSA, she should ask the same question which Brother David asked this wonderful Muslim student. Do you support Hamas? Do you condone Hamas and Hezbollah as jihadi organization? Her answer was very clear. If I answer this question right, I will be arrested by the Homeland Security. Why? Because then I am a terrorist. Well, if she said no, that means she is telling us that Hamas and Hezbollah are jihadi organization. Well, guess what? MSA, the Muslim Student Association, and the rest of the jihadi organization who are running their business all over America as a non-profit organization, all of them support Hamas. All of them support Hezbollah. All of them will give their life for the Muslim jihadi organizations. She said, if I will answer that question right, it is like you're asking me to hang myself on a cross, that is to die. And she will not answer the question. And Brother David gave us another story he had, which is an actual story, in another meeting where the 50 members of the MSA were there. And the gentleman who is the leader of that group came to the mic to ask some question. And Mr. Horowitz asked him the same question, which he repeated here for Jemana Musa Ahmed. That is to put her and the Muslim leader of MSA on the spot where there is camera recording the question and the answer. That is when he stated, are you for or against the statement of the leader of Hezbollah when he said that he have no problem for the Jews to be gathered together in their homeland, Israel, that they do not have to go around the whole world to hunt them, but they kill them all together there in Israel. And my friend, that is to live by the saying of Muhammad, to fulfill the teaching of Muhammad and how Muhammad lived his sunnah. As we know that Muhammad said, that the day of judgment will not come until the Muslims kill the last Jew. Not some of the Jewish people, but the last Jew who ever exists on the face of the earth. The answer of the Muslim leader of MSA to Brother David and the answer of this young lady, they are for it. They are for allowing the Jews to gather in Israel that they may hunt them there and kill them all in one place. This is the type of questions we need to ask our Muslim friends in America.
Skeptics are constantly grouping God's Holy Bible together with Muhammad's unholy Quran. These mockers claim that both books are filled with tales of unjustified violence and that they speak of jihad, or holy war, against the infidels. But is this true? To answer this important challenge, Usama Dakdok has just released the first of a special two-book series investigating the concept of jihad in both the Bible and the Quran. Volume 1, entitled Exposing the Truth About Jihad, Holy War in the Bible, takes an honest and unvarnished view of death and killing as recorded throughout the pages of the Holy Scriptures. From Genesis to Revelation, from the Flood to the Second Coming, Usama Dakdok examines the logical and moral justification for God's judgment against sin. From the conquest of Canaan to the cross of Calvary, Exposing the Truth About Jihad, Holy War in the Bible provides the reader with a thorough and detailed investigation into this difficult yet crucial topic. In Volume 2, Exposing the Truth About Jihad, Unholy War in the Quran, the author will likewise provide a fair and honest examination of the arbitrary and unjustified killing as commanded by Allah in the pages of the Quran. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy of this new book today. The Straightway of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. And now, back to our show.
And once again, if we understand and we know what is written in the Quran, if we really understand and know what Muhammad taught the Muslims in the Hadith, we will know exactly what Islam is all about. My problem in America is this. It is I'm trying to explain to the American people the truth about Islam, but the American people have no clue what I'm talking about. It is like this. It's like me talking to a blind man or a blind woman who have never seen anything. I'm not talking about somebody used to see and lost his sight, but somebody was born blind. And if I can describe a garden full of flowers to that blind person, what is my chance to get it through his head or her head? The chance is zero, because imagine with me if I tell them the flower is what flower? The flowers are so beautiful, and they come in all colors. The red and the pink and the purple and the blue. What colors? You're talking to a blind person who have never seen flowers, who does not have any comprehension of what flowers are, and they have no idea what colors are. Blue, green, red, yellow means nothing to a blind person. And that is the problem we have in America. Because American people never read the Quran, because American people never learned about the saying of Muhammad and how Muhammad lived, that is why it is dangerous to have unity with such Muslims in both ways. It's dangerous for the Muslims because now we're giving them the approval that Islam is real religion, even though it is a savage cult. And it's dangerous for the Americans because they will assume that everything Muslims say about Islam is true, not realizing once again that Muslims are allowed to lie. What do we learn out of this meeting? We learn that nothing is wrong with Islam. And the lies of the Muslim will continue to be spread all over America. And not one person left that meeting believing that there is any danger in the Muslim Student Association who are leading these meetings all over America, not only to deceive our students, but to use the Christian leaders of every big denomination in America to affirm and confirm their message. Islam is love, Islam is peace. Muhammad is a prophet of love, and Muhammad is a prophet of peace. And we must be united with the Muslims so that we'll have a better life. That is the entire goal of this Brabaganda meeting. United we fall is the subject for our study. Now let's go back to the Christian lady Hunter and the Muslim lady Cynthia.
Thanks so much for sharing. I think that I can speak for both of us when we say that we are so excited for tonight and for us all to be here together. And we're so excited that we can collaborate on an event like this one.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And we are your MCs tonight, and we would like to welcome you to the
Veritas Forum at NC State. Some of you may be wondering, what is a Veritas Forum? Lucky for you, I've brushed up on my Latin, and Latin is a Veritas word that means truth. So our hope is tonight that we're going to be able to seek truth together as we ask some of life's hardest questions. And our topic for tonight is going to be hope in the current age.
So the topic of this forum is hope in the current age. How in the world are we going to have that hope? It is to unite with the Muslims, as this is the ultimate goal of the Muslims to take over America. And that is how Muslims will receive their hope.
Awesome. So we just really want tonight to be the starting point in the conversation. We want to be able to have conversations with people who hold different beliefs and different worldviews than us, and be able to do that in a respectful manner.
Yes, indeed, Hunter. The only way to receive that hope in that current age is to have dialogue. And that's why I originally was naming this study to be the danger of dialogue, because that dialogue will bring the unity, and that unity will bring the destruction of America.
Yeah, absolutely. And our simple challenge here really is to get people starting a conversation that continues. Starting on something means that you commit to it. And sometimes making a commitment can be difficult, but if you do it with the great intention, if you do it with, you know, your faith in mind, and you do it with a lot of honesty, we can have some really great conversations and build some amazing, healthy relationships. Because if you think about it, I mean, I know CRU has their general body meetings on Thursdays. I know MSA has their general body meetings on Thursdays. What if our general body meetings look like this? Look around you. What if it looked like this at all of our meetings? Wouldn't that be amazing? It would be fantastic. Thank you, Kevin. It would be amazing if it looked like that for all of us. So ultimately, our goal here is to get everyone together, feel that compassion, feel that respect. Again, this forum is really supposed to be something comfortable. It's about getting a community together, and it's about sharing what our belief systems are and why we care so much about them, but doing it in such a way that we build relationships and not break them apart.
So now we can hear from Cynthia the ultimate goal of why we have this meeting. It is start small, and then we have unity. You see, the CRU group, the Christian group, meet every Thursday night. And MSA, the Muslim Student Association, the Jihadi organization, also meet on Thursday night. And then Cynthia is telling us, can you imagine with me, just use your imagination, when we unite together, the Christians and the Muslims have a meeting just like this. And wow, what a big crowd is there. That unity between Muslims and Christians is what Muslims call somewhere else with liberals, Chrislam. Christians and Muslims coming together. Why not? And if you ask the preacher, the Christian preacher who's doing that meeting with Imam Omar, he will tell you, I'm not for interfaith meeting, as you're going to hear yourself in the study. But in the reality, this is not just a dialogue, it is an interfaith meeting. My friends, that is the unity which Muslims hope to accomplish in America, because they know, especially Muslim jihadi like MSA, they will never be able to take over America unless America falls from within first. That is what the MSA wrote, as we shared with you in one of our previous broadcasts, that they will destroy the miserable house of America by the hands of the infidels and by the hands of the Muslim believers. And how can we destroy America unless we have the leaders of the Southern Baptist, as well as the Catholic and the Lutheran and the Methodist and on all these different denominations, to have unity with the Muslims? That's why I call this study United We Fall. We must separate from them. We must set ourselves apart from them. Not because Usama Dagdog said so, but because God Almighty in the Holy Scripture said so. Old Testament and New Testament. There is no relationship between darkness and light, between the truth of the gospel and the falsehood of Islam, unless we're simply being deceived by Allah, Satan, the God whom the Muslim people worship. And now let's go back one more time to the rest of the introduction to learn about the moderator.
Yes, so tonight as we look at hope in the current age, we're going to hear from J.D. Greer and Omar Suleiman, and then Kevin Singer is going to come up and be our moderator as he's going to help facilitate the discussion. After that, we're going to enter in a time of Q&R. So this is going to be a chance for you as the audience to ask questions and give our panelists an option to answer those.
Alrighty, and I will go ahead and do the honors of introducing Kevin Singer. Kevin Singer is the co-founder and director of Neighborly Faith, as well as the only person who was laughing at my jokes. Appreciate it. Mm-hmm. and he's in Neighborly Faith is an organization helping evangelical Christians to be good neighbors to peoples of other faiths. Kevin is also a PhD student in higher education right here at NC State. Let's give it up for Kevin, still studying. Woo! He has been teaching world religions at several community colleges over the last 8 years. In college, Kevin was heavily involved in CREW, and upon graduating, he served as a church planter with the Southern Baptist Convention for 5 years. He grew up in Chicago, suburbs in a multi-religious home, and he has a master's in theology from Wheaton College. He and his wife, Brittany, have been married for almost 10 years, and they have 4 amazing children, and they currently attend Vintage Church right here in North Raleigh. Thank you so much.
So in simple words, Kevin has a doctorate degree. He's a Christian who worked with the Southern Baptist Church as a church planter, and he is heavily involved with CREW, who is the group who brought that Muslim imam and the pastor to have the forum, which we will be looking at as we continue our study of United We Fall. And until we meet again, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.